Hi, Stuck Mike here. Paul Prydecker has had to go back to his day job, and I am delighted to be able to reintroduce Bob Collins to the EA Radio audience after a few years away. Bob has graciously decided to or agreed to come in and sit in today.
Yeah.
So, hello, Bob.
It's great to be with you again.
Bob,
you haven't aged a day. This radio thing is good for you.
Hey, thanks. I think it's youthening for at least 1 week a year to be able to come and do this. Bob is part of the news organization at Minnesota Public Radio, and we were joking just before that Bob compulsively interviews people. He is a naturally very curious person, and which you'll learn about over the next 10 minutes or so. Bob also is an RV7A builder.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that today is the opportunity that my first one to see your airplane. I've heard about it for years.
I hope so. You know, the last time we chatted on these airwaves in 2012, I asked you, you had started flight lessons as a younger person, hadn't you?
I had.
And you hadn't continued.
And I did restart.
And you said you were going to go home and ask your wife, I believe, if you could restart.
I did.
What happened?
She said yes.
Awesome.
I did.
It's the second time she said yes.
I did. I did restart, and I did solo, and then I stopped again because my job situation changed. I ran out of extra income.
Oh.
So I am accumulating it again. Now, when I bought my curriculum materials, it was the John Martha King course.
Right.
Not an endorsement. It's just you know, the way things are.
Yeah.
Well, I saw them this week.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, my air name is Stuck Mike, and they thought that was hilarious. And at the end of the interview, Martha looked at me with an expression that goes about three layers deep and said, "Don't get stuck."
Yeah, that's excellent. Yeah. We should start a Kickstarter campaign for you.
I don't think I haven't thought of that in a thousand other
Mike
things.
Get Mike back in the air.
This is our quarter hour with the Flying Musicians Association, and I'm pleased also to welcome Alex and Marty Whitmore.
Eddie.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Now, Alex, you've got a guitar with you.
I do.
And Marty, you do not. Right? So we've got two voices and an instrument today. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, great. We've got two voices, an instrument, decades of flying as a family, and multiple aircraft.
That's
right.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're kind of eat up with it.
Yeah.
With all of the above.
Well, you don't think you're the only ones here this week that feel that way about
flying?
No,
that's why we come here, is to be with our buddies that do that too.
Yeah.
Well, we've been married almost 46 years, and in those 46 years, we have owned probably, 30 or so airplanes.
30 airplanes?
Sure.
Yeah. This is the secret to a healthy marriage?
Well, he had one when we got married, and I learned to fly that airplane. It was an Aranca L3.
Yeah.
And we just went on from there. For our 25th anniversary, we bought each other airplanes. He bought me a Booker. Youngman, and I bought him a Yak 50.
How did you meet?
At Six Flags Over Texas.
Really?
Singing in the shows.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
Great.
Do you consider yourselves, so when people ask you what you do you say we're musicians or we're pilots?
Depends on where we are.
Yeah.
Well,
if we're at a fly-in, we say that we're musicians.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
It's
just a big part of our life. I mean, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
We play every other weekend, restaurant in Terlingua, where we're from, and do house concerts around the country at different times of the year. And so that's a big part of our life. And then we usually fly to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and when we met, Alex was getting ready to go into the Navy. He was a naval pilot. And I was getting ready to go to North Texas University, or University of North Texas, as it's known now. And I began a career, or as a major in music, and have sung and professionally and taught voice for many, many years.
Did you come from a flying family? Or is this guy the first guy that swept you off your feet with a pair of wings?
I didn't come from a flying family, but my father, I know, was very interested in flying, and he bought me a airplane ride, not one for himself, but one for me.
Yeah, not from him, though.
This was when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I lost my dad when I was 13.
Oh, sorry.
So,
yeah.
But I know he loved aviation, and thought I was the blessed one. And my sister said no, she had gone up in a biplane when she was a kid, and my mother cut her hair off because it got so tangled.
In the plane.
In the biplane. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. In the air.
Can always tell a pilot.
Would you sing and play for us?
Yeah, we'd love to. This is a song by our daughter, Eleanor.
Alex and Marty Whitmore.
At my back, there's no turning round. I'll leave it all behind. Born in the sky, in a red traveler, chasing the sun and tangles from my hair. I'll fly to you, you'll never catch me. I'll leave it all. Me, I'll leave it all behind. Green tiger moss, piper cups and stagger wings, bamboo bombers and blue moonies, silver jet wings, even hot air balloons. Take me where I want to be. I was born in the sky, in a red traveler, chasing the sun and tangles from my hair. Winds at my back, there's no turning round. I'll leave it all behind. I'll fly to you, you'll never catch me. Fly so high.
That's Alex and Marty Whitmore with the Flying Musicians Association.
Do you think there's another song that's ever been written with the word stagger wing in it?
I don't know. I questioned her wisdom at putting a blue moonie in it because we've always been a tail dragger family.
Yeah. And both your daughters are pilots?
They're both pilots.
And singers? Do they
and
sing?
And singers.
Also songwriters.
And songwriters, yeah. And play many, multiple instruments.
The one that wrote this song is the lead player for Steve Earle, and they tour with him. And they're known as the Mastersons. She and her husband are both lead players for them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And my younger daughter, Bonnie, is the one that's playing in the Mile of Music up here in Appleton this coming week. And she has six performances, so if you're around the Appleton area, you should be able to catch one of them.
So does being part of Flying Musicians Association give you a chance to kind of connect with different kinds of people in different ways? Yeah. Sounds like flying and music have been so threaded through your life that this is just a way to kind of structure maybe that with other folks.
We were on the ground floor when John Zapp and our friend
Eileen Hummel
put this together, and so we've been kind of part of it now. I'm an ambassador for the South Central region. I don't know what that entails yet, but I need to take over some of John's job, I think, is what he basically wants me to do. Yeah.
Well, in the time that we have remaining, I'd like to ask you to play one more for us, since you did bring a couple with us. This is Alex and Marty Whitmore with Flying Musicians Association.
This is a song about traveling great distances to play music for people.
Miles and miles of interstate, I left it far behind. 4 more hours of two-lane road that twists and turns and winds just to see. see your smile. I left the glow of the city lights, the traffic and the stress. 10 hours of highway therapy helped forget that old mess. Just to see your smile. Just to see your smile. It makes me feel okay. Just to see your smile. Oh, it puts my blues at bay. Far away. Desert nights and campfire lights, the way to heaven's gate. A sky of stars and cool breezes are surely worth the wait. Just to see.
It's a worldwide aviation event that's way beyond what I ever dreamed it would ever be.
Thanks, Paul, for everything. This is EAA Radio.